good morning, good evening, Das Fidanias and Salivations. This is Joshua Peltier. I am 75% of OMJ.
Yeah, right. Y'all know the truth.
Joshua Peltier and
Jessica Lewis. What's up, guys?
And these are her beautiful people.
Andrea and Andreas with an S. Yes. Cook with an E.
Yeah. Yes. And it's funny their name should be Cook because they be cooking. Have you ever seen Breaking Bad? So introduce yourselves. What do y'all do? What makes y'all so fascinating?
Let's start with Andrea. Andrea, what are your specialties in life? What's your vision, your purpose? Why do you think God put you here?
That's six questions.
It's all the same.
It's a loaded question.
Just ask her one question.
No, it's okay. I got it. So I'm Andrea Cook. I am almost 39 years old. I am the mother of eight. I'm his wife. Co-owner of the Southern Center for Choice Theory. Mm-hmm. I'm a therapist there, or a counselor in training. And we have the cook shop.
Yes, we do.
I am very passionate about helping this community move forward.
Excellent. And so, Andreas, how about you?
I'm a jack of all trades, pretty much.
What's your name, Andreas?
It is.
Jack. Wait a minute. Your name is Andrea?
Yes.
And Andreas?
Andreas.
That really happened? Y'all changed our names? Seriously.
We just went to the best university. Yes. The best HBCU ever.
You know there's a bunch of
But HBCUs. Yeah, there was no planning of the names.
Who's like, number one?
Not y'all.
Fort Valley State.
And what?
In Georgia,
it is.
I just saw an article recently.
It's been several.
Yeah, it's the number one state school.
Yep.
Public HBCU.
You know what's the graduates the most African Americans?
HBCUs.
His school. Just move on.
No,
from
Georgia it. State graduates the most African Americans.
Good for them.
Period.
But we weren't talking about Georgia State. We were talking about
HBCU does the most PhDs.
True. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to be the most successful, go to a black school if you're black. The numbers are not even close.
Yeah.
People who go to predominantly white institutions.
I'm not about to.
PWI.
All the CEOs, they all went to HBCUs.
Let's move on.
Okay, but anyway, my skill set and everything I do, like Andrea said, we're a married couple, married going on 16 years, eight beautiful kids. Co-owner with her with the Southern Center. She brought me into that, which was interesting. Been doing that for going on 9 years.
You trying to say you didn't want to do it or something?
The way the opportunity came about or whatever. 10?
Yeah,
would be.
You said she forced you to do it.
No. She didn't force me to do it.
Because you're a man.
This is funny.
She encouraged me
to, because I had previous experience with another council business, and I did operations and marketing and all that stuff with that. But anyway, co-owner the cook shop with her, but she's CEO of that. I like to tell people that.
What is your C?
He's CFO.
Oh, which one's more important?
Both of them are important.
They're both, you know, yin and yang.
No, there's no I in team, so you know.
In other languages, they do use an I in team.
Yeah, sure.
All right, you can't get anywhere
with I. Mm-hmm. But also, I do the Baghdad Radio Show, make it Bib FM, artist development, marketing, consultations, things of that nature. But yeah.
Okay, so let's just fast forward.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to know about this cook thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second thing they want to know about. Mm-hmm. Everybody want to know about how y'all got all these daggone kids.
I mean, the process is the same for everybody.
Yeah, you just do it and you make kids.
Yeah. Did you say just do it a bunch of times?
Just do it
a bunch of times.
And that daggone session on sex therapy.
I mean, what's
just do it a bunch of times. Yeah. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. was it a plan? Was it thought about? Did you say, you know,
no,
like
I said
four
I wanted
enough?
None. No, I said I didn't want any kids.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I really didn't.
Break that down.
I'm the youngest of five, and all of my older siblings had children by the time that I was going to college. And I was really good at being an aunt. And so that's what I wanted to do. And then I dated Andreas for maybe 4 months, and then I was pregnant. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So wait, we're not trying to judge nobody here.
Mm-hmm.
But you mean tell me y'all did the nasty and you weren't married?
Absolutely.
Is this happens at HBCUs? Does this happen?
This happened everywhere. I'm like,
yeah, no, I'm just playing.
That's the norm. That's status quo.
Wow. And our baby.
But yeah,
our oldest is in our wedding picture. So
mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you all are 38 and
30.
Well, we're both 38.
We're
right
both 38 right now, but she'll be 39 next month.
Okay, fantastic. You a Libra?
I am.
Son of a black ball Libra. But you're an October Libra. They a little bit different. Y'all still work out. Y'all still cool.
My birthday was 24. What are you?
A Libra. The most dominant of the Libras.
I mean, you are a whole lot.
Well, it's better being a whole less.
That is true. Yes, I'm a subdued Libra.
Conversations, maybe. Maybe later. Okay. So, how is it raising 8 kids?
Never dull. No, it's like a reality show on its own. You know,
have
people
y'all
call me.
We have
no,
not.
No, we actually, you know, we've thought about that because people keep telling us we need to have our own reality show.
That's a good idea.
People call me all the time because we're full time entrepreneurs, and like you'll hear our kids in the background. We really can't get away from them, so you know, I'm like, unless you call during school term.
Your postings are hilarious.
Oh yeah.
She'll be the baby right here. I can't get away from them, and they look like the baby's attached to her face. It's the most funniest mm-hmm. thing ever. Oh my god.
What's the youngest?
She'll be three.
She'll be
next
three.
Month.
Not the month after month, next. It's
that
still September.
Raising kids forever.
No, forever.
Yeah. My friend is 50.
Okay.
And she has 5-year-old twins.
Mm.
that's a lot of faces she can.
And see, y'all still young, so by the time y'all 50, the kids will be pretty
old. I mean,
like
14,
you know?
Will be like our youngest. So
yeah,
that's
good.
I think we did it right.
Mm-hmm. I think you all did too. The best thing about, I think, what's happening here is you all are doing this thing together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like, nah, this ain't gonna work. Nah, I don't want no more. Nah, well, we got pregnant. Okay, let's have a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's pretty much like I'm a huge proponent. I'm extremely pro-choice. But most people, their automatic assumption is that we're going to be, you know, we're gonna like not want people to get abortions because we've had so many kids. I think women should have the right to choose to do whatever they want to with their bodies. My choice was to have my kids.
That's right.
Yeah, and from a communication standpoint, he was on board with it.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have a choice.
Well.
No, he really didn't.
Well, okay. He didn't have a choice in you having the babies or not, but he had a choice if he still wanted to be around to be with you.
That was
to
his,
have
that
babies.
Part was his choice. I'm pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Like,
I can't disagree with that. I can see that.
I support him in everything that he does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't hold him back from anything that he wants to do. When he decided he wanted to quit the railroad, which was great money, great benefits, I was behind him 100%.
Why keep putting about the money and the benefits?
Let it go.
It was great. I'm like, I quit a $70,000 job, but actually I could probably max out around 85 if I work, you know, overtime and all that.
But you'll kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will. And I was tired of it. I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I've always, that's the way I was just brought up. I was the best salesperson with any retail job during high school. I was selling candy, snacks, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You're just probably selling candy to people with no teeth.
Yeah, I would. You know.
you are the official drug dealer.
Well, you know. Hey, that's a business.
Hustler. Yeah.
You just got to be able to translate those skills.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Justin. But I was like, she saw it. I was like, I'm just tired. My work performance sucked the last 2 years. I was called off of work to where they put me on what they call on the street or whatever because it was a union job. So my job wasn't vanished. I just temporarily like suspended without pay.
He was basically fired for 30 days.
Yeah, at a time. But I did that a couple of times.
And this is what's so amazing, because you'll have situations like this where the husband may be burnt out, stressed out, you know, just mm-hmm. sick of everything. And then the wife or the girlfriend over say, we got all these kids. You can't stop working.
Yeah.
But it flipped. So you supported him no matter what the situation was, and that's what makes it work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where the communication and the foundation of love should begin. Because you care more about his livelihood, his sanity, than the dollar.
Right.
Y'all figure out how to make it.
Right.
Yeah.
But if he dead,
yeah.
you're going to be by yourself.
Taking care of all the kids.
All 12 of them kids.
Yeah.
Started with 8, now I got 12.
So yeah, so kudos to that.
I'm trying to tell you 4 more is on the way.
You having some more kids?
No.
8 is enough.
8 is a, that's a perfect number.
That's 2 is enough, really.
That's a perfect day for you.
Y'all just want to get extra credit.
Call it 8 is enough. I like
you know,
it.
I might write it down.
I know.
It's the infinity.
Well, the good thing about what I hear too is that, and this is our couples power couple edition. So we wanted to showcase couples that have that synchrony, that are supportive of each other, that are doing business together, raising families, and everything without skipping beats. And that's impressive. So y'all definitely beat out all the other couples having 8 kids. Yeah. Having 8 children and
yeah. We had a certificate,
multiple
but we don't
businesses. Yeah, like seriously, I probably all Andre and Andreas. I wouldn't be. What's all y'all children name?
They begin with A.
Say it fast. I knew. So y'all did
Andreas,
the old
Junior,
school.
Junior, Anais, Adeline. Aubrey, Adonis,
he got
bigger
than names, y'all.
Yeah, hey,
he got a written on
sometimes
his
own. I have to Emery.
Is that Avery?
Emery's
name.
A E. Yeah, sometimes I just point them AU.
Yeah. Well, you know. The funny part is that's typical with families. It's mm-hmm. like I don't know.
They know who I'm talking to because I'm looking at them.
Birthdays.
Yeah.
Names. You know who I'm talking to.
Yeah, I be forgetting their birthdays and stuff. But I take it to the doctor and stuff. I have to ask them, "What's your birthday again?" And they tell me the other ones too. So hey.
I don't love forget it. My children's birthdays.
That's my mother. Thing. I get my birthday every year. He called me in December. Like, happy birthday. Man, my birthday is September, dude.
But you're like, aren't you like 50?
No.
You're almost there.
Be saying something in a different language you didn't understand.
Don't even act like you ain't hitting
it. I am not hitting on 50.
Oh, okay.
Uh-uh.
Why is that a bad thing?
Ain't nothing bad thing. People always think I'm a lot younger than what I is.
Okay. I don't know about all that.
But back to what I was about to say with the names.
Let's get back to the topic.
By doing the A's, that is subconsciously forming a union with your family for the rest of y'all's lives.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who, her family, everybody was named after somebody in the family, but her name was different. And she feels different just because her name is different. And it's not that the crazy name. She's like, I felt like I was an outcast just because I didn't get the same.
Yeah, because they started this pattern.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So kudos to that. There's a science behind it.
Oh, really?
That'll keep your family at a tight knit just because I got the first letter.
A lot of letters.
Yeah. Communications.
All the girls are ACC. The boys are ARC. And then we have various vowels and stuff, too.
See,
that we
y'all
all
even
share.
Thought this whole thing through. Now, whose idea was that?
More of a Andrea, but I went along and I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and continue this. You know, and just keep the trend going.
Yep. Nice. I love it. That's amazing. So let's get into the business side of what you all do. So you have the cook shop.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the counseling center. You have FM radio. You have, don't you have another one outside
of that too? Yeah, the Bank Dive radio show and Making Viv FM. One's a podcast radio show that I can do. Then the other one's a digital radio station streaming 24/7.
Awesome. So let's go back to the one that you all have together, the cook shop, and then we'll make our way to the counseling center and to the radio stuff. What made you all come up with this particular idea?
Actually, it was Andrea's idea. Our oldest daughter has a genetic disorder where seizures are like the symptoms of her disorder. So in trying to, we're really health conscious into natural medicine and just really living the best potential life that you can naturally. We were going through this process where it was a trial and error, trying out like CBD products from like, what was it, Denver and Washington State and all this. Yeah, everywhere. And learning that process, you know, most people get caught up with just the three letters CBD. Mm-hmm. And what Andrea discovered, and you know, I discovered, is that you need full spectrum hemp. So you had the CBD, the CBG, the CBN, the terpenes, the entire profile of the actual plant itself. Like, they're making way more money off of people than they should. And that's why you're getting so many different mixed reviews, especially when you go online and read, because they're just taking a component out of a compound and using it as an isolate to make their products. Right. So our daughter, she was getting mixed reviews. Yeah. Like, some of the stuff would seem like it would work, but then it would stop or it wouldn't work at all. So Andrea developed relationships. It got expensive too.
It is expensive.
It was crazy amount.
I won't name them, but they, one of the ones we use is huge. The child that it was based off of is from Macon. Mm-hmm. And it was $200 for a bottle. 30 milliliters. Mm-hmm. And I remember we were in Maine. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was having a pretty serious seizure, a grandma. And usually, like, with some of the things that we had tried, we could give her the oil sublingually, and then she would calm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just like throwing water. Mm-hmm. And then I quickly realized that I was spending a lot of money and not really getting any good results. Mm-hmm. So then I go to school. I'm working on my PhD. So I'm getting my PhD in Antioch, which is in New Hampshire. And in New Hampshire, hemp is legal, and it's about 10 miles from Vermont, where they just have fields of hemp and cannabis, THC-laden cannabis just growing. Mm-hmm. So I went to a farmer's market and saw hemp growing, and I'm like, okay, I want this. I mean, I can pay $30 for 10 stalks.
How about that? Wow.
I mean, like, and they're taller. They're 6 feet tall.
Good nitro.
That's amazing.
And, but I'm paying, I mean, and then one little bud is basically what's in a bottle of the CBD stuff that we were buying. And I'm like, I can make her enough medicine.
Yeah.
And then that worked. Like, there was no, so now where we got started was buying the flower, grinding it, putting in capsules for her. Okay. And if she doesn't have it, then she has seizures. Even with the amount of, she still takes pharmaceutical medications and a lot of it. And there's some terrible side effects. And but if she doesn't have that hemp, then she still seizes regardless.
Wow.
So we got it started because of the affordability.
And then
wanting to bring this to other parents. Who need it?
I'm sorry, because I'm like, I looked at the register. There's 6,000 Georgia residents that are registered to be able to carry the marijuana medical card, and they can't even get access to the oil and stuff.
Ain't no product.
Exactly. But then even the products that they're getting, they're not. You know what I'm saying? They're not the best that they can be.
Right.
They're like selling you the low bar when they should be selling you the high bar, especially with people who have those medical conditions. And when Andrea was going through, and I'm like, we're testing out products, we're giving them to family members or friends and stuff, and they were loving it. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, we could turn this whole thing into
a business,
exactly, and expand. Yeah. So, and then when Andrea's creativity with the product itself, so expanded from just doing the capsules to the oils to the soaps to the teas, coffee. I'm like, you can infuse hemp, in full spectrum hemp, into pretty much everything. And that's the benefit that people need. I'm like, not even just for medical reasons, but just for overall people who have stress, anxiety, depression, ADHD, and all that. I'm like, y'all taking these pharmaceuticals that are going to make you, especially kids. I don't like when doctors just throw medicine at kids. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, these drugs are one molecule away from crack and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you're addicted for sure.
These are why they can't function as adults.
That's right.
Because you put kids on Ritalin and all that stuff for like years. So then you expect them to go out in society and function.
Right. And then become addicted to it.
Exactly.
Then when they don't get it, they get mad.
Uh-huh.
And there's a side effect in that. Then you got to get another drug to counteract that side effect,
mm-hmm.
which you created from taking the Ritalin in the first place.
Yep.
Right. And then they don't sleep, so then you got to get another medication. Mm-hmm. And I'm not downing anybody whose choice this is to, if this is the only thing that you can do. But when you know better, you do better.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
That's
called wisdom. Everybody ain't got that.
Absolutely.
Are you all firm believers that stuff happens for a reason?
Absolutely. I do.
Because the way I look at you all's situation, it's sad what mm-hmm. happened to your daughter, and mm-hmm. she's dealing with her condition.
Mm-hmm.
But from her having her condition, you all have the ability now to help a lot of other people
mm-hmm.
yeah.
who are dealing with similar situations. Because food is life.
Food is life.
And anything that comes out of the ground has got to be good for you in some kind of way. It wouldn't be planted if it was bad.
Right.
It's how it's processed and how it's manufactured what makes it bad. So you all were forced into a situation to deal with this. Now you all turning what happened with your daughter into a business, and you get to help people at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best of both worlds.
It's a beautiful thing.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. I mean, and the best thing about it is, going back to communication standpoint, you all took a negative mm-hmm. and made it into a super positive. Because you could have been down and out, depressed the whole time, what we going to do, you know, upset.
We've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't stay there.
Right. Yeah.
The challenge is when people, I tell people all the time, the only thing that keeps your past alive are your thoughts. So if you feel like being in that space, then you're going to constantly think about, oh, woe is me, woe is me. Okay. The world will keep on spinning regardless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what you going to do?
And that's the truth.
I mean, the fact that you all did not give up, kudos. And y'all doing extremely well now, according to Jessica.
Yeah.
On a Monday making.
Well, let's talk about some of these products that you have here today. So mm-hmm. if you could tell the viewers about what y'all have sitting here on the table.
Well, we have, to start off, we have soaps. Andrea loves making soaps.
It's so, therapeutic.
Yeah, and like, I sell all the products. She makes them, I sell them. You know, that's how we compliment one another.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you know, she's taught me how to make the soaps, but that's only because, I don't mind doing it. I just like to fulfill the orders.
Yeah.
So I can go make more orders.
Yeah.
And fulfill those.
Make more money.
Yeah. Exactly. That's
y'all got a system.
Exactly. We got a system.
Whatever
so people love the soaps because they're natural.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then she came up with a clever idea to put make the soap ingredients around the loofah. So they use this. It's like, you know, going to having the spa day in your shower.
I love it.
Then you have oil with the massage
see,
as well.
It has the little indentations on it.
Yeah, I don't know what those are for though.
That's a massage.
It's a massage when you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oof, thank you.
Well, what did you think it was?
Never mind.
Then we have the hibiscus tea. Okay. So and it has hemp in it too, stevia, hibiscus, nice calming sensation, relaxation. I have people who use it, and with that particular strand that's in it, it's lifter. And like, we know all about the strands and stuff too. So not only can you come to us and get various products, but we can also tell you exactly what's in it and why you need to use it.
And it's all organic.
All organic. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the coffee, which is just the organic dark roast, medium dark roast coffee, 1-10 ratio. Same thing as the tea. It's gonna give you calm. I know people who take it, they go to like, you know, Geico and places like that where it's a high stress environment. They're able to function.
You need it at that
point. Mm-hmm. You do.
I'm editing out that word.
Yes, please. I'll work there.
That place is stress
city. Yes, it is.
It's like every single thing. Okay, you've been on your break 15 minutes and 14 seconds?
I've worked out there. I worked at the emergency roadside service, and I was like, yeah, this is why people, it turns over so much.
Oh, yeah. It's the highest turnover.
And then I have, I like to call these hemp rets. They're like cigarettes, but they're it's hemp, lavender, stevia, sometimes include rose petals
so
as well.
So it tastes good too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a nice aroma smell to it. You're not going to get cancer by smoking it. So, you know, doesn't have nicotine in it or anything
have
like 5, that.
5,000 chemicals.
No, right. It does not. It has Jesus. 4 at the most.
Wow, that's amazing. And you can pronounce them.
Right. Yes.
Right.
And they grow. I'm like, naturally. I'm like, lavender grows.
And everything you have here, let's get it right, mm-hmm. is legal.
Yes.
Yeah, hemp is legal.
Hemp is legal.
Bam!
It's legal in all 50 states. The only problem is we're facing in Georgia is actually growing it because, you know, the USDA and the FDA cultivation.
It's money.
But you can...
That's not the only issue. There's I mean, the other issue is that it smells and looks like just marijuana. Like marijuana.
So. Yeah, but I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. They're sister plants, so of course it's going to smell and look like.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's law enforcement. They got to figure that out.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to think about, you know, the social justice impact. And so it, depending upon what you look like, they may do a little bit more research into what you have. But otherwise, they're just going to. You just be arrested.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that to no comment.
Right. So these are some really great products. And so how do one purchase this? Do they send a smoke?
That's cute. Now they can go to the website. I actually had to, we had to change it because PayPal thought we were selling marijuana. So they stopped the merchant transactions or whatever, so I went to Square. So I changed the website.
Yeah, Square don't care. Don't get me started.
Hey, they process everything.
I know people that sell everything for using the Square card.
Square don't care.
Yeah, but let's see, the website, the-cook with an E, -shop, with two P's and an E, .square.site, that's the site. Or they can, you know, the number is 478-250-1244. Or they can hit up the Facebook page, the Cook Shop, spaces in between the words. Instagram, the.cook.shop on Instagram. And there's email as well, the same way, the.cook.shop@gmail. Or when they see me out, I do all the events. Okay. So, you know, I'm out there. And I'm like, people, they can call, hey, place an order, send you invoice. I'll process you over the phone. I don't care. I get the money. I do Cash App. I do it all.
Well, he said, throw it in the air. I'm going to catch it.
Yeah, I'm just getting
like
it.
He only hit the ground first.
That's right.
It won't even hit the ground.
If the music playing, it ain't hit the ground.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's great. And I know that our time is soon coming to an end because I know y'all had another engagement.
What time is it?
It's way past our time. It's
you got to be here at 10:30.
Yeah, it's 10:20.
Okay. I'm going to say this. I went to a weed wedding before in Denver. It was amazing.
They have, I mean, there's places that are specialty.
Yes.
Locations. Like we were in Maine. The way that they deliver the product, it's
when I was standing next to a police officer and a guy who was darker than me, because I'm pretty dark. He came up and he started smoking a joint right in front of him, and they were having a conversation. I was like, "What the, dude?" He was like, "Wait, just blowing it." But at the wedding, they said everybody go to the barn. Now let me back it up. The wedding was had by a guy who had his own distillery and his own shop, and he was worth $12 million. And he's only in business for 2 years.
Yeah, it's quick.
He was rolling. But the wedding probably cost about $500,000 altogether. It was awesome. But you go to this barn. We in the barn. And the lady says, well, how do you want to feel? And he said, I want to feel calm, relaxed. There's four jars. She takes it out. She grinds it up. She rolls the joint. She lights it and gives it to him.
Yeah. They're called butt tenders.
I have never in my life seen that.
I love it. That's dope.
They had candy. They had coffee. They had everything.
Yeah.
But you know, they made $5 billion the first year.
Yeah.
The state.
Yeah. I mean, imagine what that would do for our education.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
We need money, and there's a solution. And so I think that what's going to happen with legislation, in Georgia may be slow to it, but other states are going to move very quickly on it because of what you just said. They understand that it's going to help.
Money.
I mean, but look, Macon specifically, landscape. I mean, 44.7% concentrated poverty.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense because there's so many people in Macon that have a large amount of money, and then there's so many people who have absolutely nothing.
Don't let me get started with that. That's just, okay, I'm going to
Yeah, we're going to move on.
Yeah, yeah. Back it up real quick. Now, you said Fort Valley is participating.
Fort Valley was one of the chosen sites. Them and UGA. UGA and Fort Valley are the only two land-grant universities in the state.
So they're actually cultivating it? They're growing it? Or what are they doing?
For research purposes.
Awesome.
And to eventually get it to distribution to people who have those cards.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. We could talk all day. I got about 50 more questions, but I know y'all got to go.
Yeah. So thank y'all for coming on the show today. Maybe we could do a part two that will have the information about the counseling and all the media stuff and music stuff that you do. Mm-hmm. You guys are more than welcome to check them out on Facebook, Instagram, their actual website. Shoot them an email. Find them. Try the products. I've tried some of them.
She loves them.
I love the pills. I love it.
She's an addict.
I'm not an addict.
She's hooked.
But I appreciate it because I personally suffer with stress and anxiety. So your product was very helpful to me because I was like, it got to be something out here. And I am not taking medicine.
I know that's right.
Stopped going to therapy. Like, I'm like, it got to be something else because the money that you shoot out.
You say you stopped going to therapy?
I saw your face do that.
Yeah, I stopped going to therapy. I've been going to therapy since I was 8 years old.
Are you trying to say you don't need therapy anymore?
I'm not saying I don't need it, but I don't have a therapist.
Probably have to find a right therapist.
I would say
I need a better therapist.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
we talked about that. Me and him talked about that a lot. You can be in therapy, but that don't mean your therapist is right for you or even is helping you get through what you need to get through.
Yeah.
We definitely have to come back because I have to talk to you about that. Because
we've seen a lot of
such a stigma. Therapy, just the word therapy makes people feel bad.
That's right.
It does.
But I firmly believe that at least 55% of Americans need therapy.
I say 100%.
I'm saying at least 55.
Yeah.
At least.
I agree with that.
At least that means. You know, all three of y'all probably need some therapy.
I mean, I think that we should probably start with you.
Well, I love myself a lot.
I can see.
And when you love yourself, you don't need therapy as much. I got gas, too.
I would say that you probably need that reflective.
That's why I got a mirror.
Consultation.
And see, I talk to myself, too. You're supposed to talk to yourself.
You are.
The number one person that you get advice from is yourself.
That should not be the case.
That is the truth.
All in his life. Let's be clear.
So we definitely have to come back and talk about this.
Please do. We need to see the whole therapy people.
Y'all can come to our office if you want to.
But not just that.
Black people need therapy a lot.
But not just that. Music is therapy.
It is.
But rap music
is
therapy.
Rap music is therapy.
I disagree
with
that.
Music is therapy. Music is
what kind of rap?
We're going to get into that. So I want to have that conversation about therapy, but even talking about what you do and how the two together can help heal people.
Right.
But see, that'll be part.
CBD is a part of therapy.
That's part two. Leave it alone. Stop. Right there. They got to go. He'll keep talking. Thank you all.
So if your dog gets killed, and your goldfish watches it. Do you mentor the goldfish?
We're not even.
Come on, it's 10.